Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. Well, we're going to continue right on with some teaching I've been doing on the Urim and Tumim. We looked at this was the way God led the covenant people, Israel, under the old covenant, and of course, he also led by the law of Moses and by the mouth of the prophets, but there were specific references throughout the Old Testament of how God would lead by these mysterious objects. And if you have had the opportunity to listen to previous broadcasts this week, I've been sharing that the Urim is, in terms of what the Hebrew words mean, it talks about lights, fires, and brilliant glows, and the Tumim refers to truths, perfections, and completeness. And so, on yesterday's broadcast, we were really looking at the Urim, that it was in the New Testament times for believers today. It's the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. Let me share this scripture, important scripture, with you. 1 John 5:6, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, we know the Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, so He's the truth, or the Tumim, and to the Spirit bearing witness with us, that's the Urim, or the spiritual affirmation that God's Spirit gives to our spirit if we're seeking direction or an answer from Him. And so, beloved, this is all very exciting, because God does definitely want to lead us just as clearly as He did people, His people under the old covenant. Now let's take some time to look at the Tumim. And it says in that scripture of 1 John 5:6, because the Spirit is truth. In this expression, John is actually tying the Tumim, or the truth, to which the fire responds and lights up, the Urim, if you will, that inner witness. Beloved, listen closely now. The Holy Spirit will not bear witness to falsehood or error. Isn't that true? Because He's the Spirit of truth. He will only bear witness with the truth and with integrity. So, beloved, the Tumim speaks not only of truth, but of the integrity of the heart. Oh, this is so important to understand. Remember, the high priest placed this symbol of truth, the Tumim, in the hidden pouch upon his heart. In other words, if we want God to supernaturally lead us by the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, then, beloved, we have to be totally honest with Him, and we have to love the truth, want the truth deep down in our heart of hearts. God desires to find truth in the inward parts. David acknowledged this in Psalm 51:6. That was his great prayer of repentance after the incident of Bathsheba. And he says in that scripture verse, Psalm 51:6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. In other words, that hidden part, that inner witness. What's the hidden part? It's our spirit, the spirit of a man, in which God will minister and bear witness and speak to our spirits. So, beloved, the Tumim speaks of the integrity of one's heart before God. This is so important. He is, you know, so often In casual Christianity, people take the things of God so lightly. And beloved, we are serving a holy God, a righteous God, who abhors and hates sin. He loves the sinner, but it was sin that sent Jesus to the cross. And because sin must be punished, and so Jesus became our divine substitute, fully God, yet fully man, without sin. And he took the judgment and God's justice upon himself in his own body on the tree. He bore our iniquity. And so, beloved, God is, he doesn't wink at sin. You know, when we're just babes in Christ and we're learning, he may overlook, if you will, a few of our a lack of integrity, our lack of sincerity and conscientiousness. But as we grow with the Lord, he'll be less and less tolerant of things that keep us as children. You know, there was a time mentioned in the Old Testament that the Urim could not be used. In 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, verse 6, we see a man by the name of Saul who actually had hardened his heart and rebelled against God. And he had rebelled against the truth. He refused to acknowledge the truth about his disobedience concerning Amalek. Let me take a moment and turn over to 1 Samuel in the 15th chapter. Remember, Samuel had delayed his coming, and Saul went ahead and sacrificed, and he allowed the people to take of the spoil, the sheep and the oxen. And he is rebuked by Samuel, and Samuel says, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." We see also in Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, Samuel at that time was dead, and all Israel had lamented him. This is verse 3 of chapter 28. And they buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, listen to this, the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. And of course, you know, the rest of the story, I trust, he sought for a woman with a familiar spirit who brought up Samuel. And Samuel said to Saul in verse 15 of 1 Samuel 28, "Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?" And Saul answered, "I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do." Then said Samuel, "Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even David." And we know that Saul and his sons died on Mount Gilboa shortly after that, when the battle was engaged. But Saul had refused to walk in obedience, and he wasn't speaking the truth. He was deceived. You know, when Samuel first came to him, he said, "What is all this bleating of the sheep I hear in my ears?" And he said, "Oh, well, no, I did obey the voice of the Lord." And so integrity is so important. God wants us to be sincere and truthful before him. Saul had hardened his heart. He rebelled against God. He refused to acknowledge the truth about his disobedience concerning Amalek. And, you know, actually in his heart of hearts, he probably didn't think he'd done anything wrong. And isn't that true of perhaps many Christians you may know today? They're just as difficult to convince that they're not walking in rebellion and disobedience. That's why we have to keep a humble heart before the Lord and walk softly before Him, so we won't allow him, the enemy, to take us captive at his will. Saul had turned from his integrity and tried to deceive the Lord. He offered the sacrifice instead of Samuel, and in so doing, he only deceived himself. You know, the frightening thing about deception, someone that's, if you're deceived, you don't know you're deceived. So David, his successor, later acknowledged concerning his own prayer life, as well as through the Holy Spirit for all believers down through the ages, in Psalm 66 and 18, he said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." The Lord requires us to be completely honest before Him when seeking direction. Our own deceitfulness can be our greatest hindrance in finding out the will of the Lord. We give God our tumim, if you will, our sincerity, and He gives us His urim, His light. The Word counsels us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. There's one last Old Testament reference I'd like to leave with you, and this was Deuteronomy 33 and 8. It was the blessing of Moses at his death. And of Levi, the priesthood, he said, "Let thy Tumim and thy Urim be with the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah." Beloved, this is illustrative of the light and perfection of Christ, who is our true high priest. John 1 and 4 says, "In him," that's Jesus, "was life, and that life was the light of men." John 1 and 17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Colossians 2 and 3 says, referring to Jesus, "In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Praise God. Well, my time again has quickly flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's been a blessing to minister to you, and I do invite you, if you have prayer needs, don't hesitate. You don't have to write a lot, just the Lord's given me the grace to read between the lines, and as I pray for you, I'll send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and let's tune in tomorrow as we continue on this general theme of hearing from the Lord and being led by His Spirit. I love you, and until then, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.